This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:47, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Everybody talks about the weather. And Mark Twain really could have stopped it there because everybody just talks about the weather, and I think they take it for granted a lot of times. Carrie Bowen joins us, Science and Administration Manager for the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences, to talk about the work that NOAA does behind the scenes. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell me about, first of all, has anything happened with DOGE? And I'm not trying to bring politics into this. I'm just talking about pragmatically and practically with funding for NOAA and anything that would affect its role in forecasting the weather that we get on all of our phones, the different data sources, et cetera.
Nothing that I've heard specifically at this time. However, I do want to say that some of the programs and research that's done in support of NOAA is by federally funded awards and grants that have been threatened as recently, even though there are actions trying to reverse that. So we are continuing to do the work that is necessary to protect lives and property.
So I guess there will be some back and forth, or what is your concern at this point? And you're with the University of Colorado, if I should have said that earlier, but what is your concern about what might be lost in this as far as the ability to predict the weather that and information that people have?
I think what's important to understand about what NOAA and the National Weather Service does is that it's federally funded, it's taxpayer funded, so it's what I like to consider a public good. And so what that really means is that no matter who you are, no matter what sort of area you come from, you get the same sort of good weather information, safety information. It's not degraded because you're not able to pay for a service or a subscription. So it services provide safety and security for everyone. And that's really, I think, fundamentally important to understand about what NOAA and the National Weather Service does.
And let's zoom out and talk about NOAA and what it does in terms of the role it plays in forecasts and how they get the data that they collect from all the numerous sources, et cetera.
So NOAA is a big, big organization, and the Weather Service is just, a small part of that big organization. So NOAA's mission is really to better understand our natural world, monitor global weather, climate, and really connect with partners from all around the world who are doing this sort of work. So a lot of the weather information that Americans rely on starts with real-time data that's collected by things like NOAA satellites, airplanes, NOAA weather balloons, radar systems, even buoys out in the ocean, collect this sort of weather information. And all of that information is used within the agency's computer systems to help develop the forecast and models that build the forecast that you get on your cell phone.
And we're not just talking about, so there's no confusion, we're not talking about hurricanes, we're talking about every day, right?
Everyday weather. It could be, anything from a thunderstorm, even snow, as you've recently experienced down in New Orleans. So, you know, all these sorts of everyday things that you think about, is kind of caught up and forecasted, and these sorts of things are used by the tools that I mentioned.
Yeah, matter of fact, next year, if you could, Carrie, change that, alter the schedule and have it at Christmas time, if you could. It'd be a lot easier because more people, it'd be better, and it's a more appropriate time. More people are off between New Year's and Christmas and New Year's, be a lot less disruption, okay?
Yeah, understood. Yeah, thanks. Unfortunately, weather, you know, it's not convenient. It does create some havoc. It creates some situations for different communities, and that is why this weather information is so important, that it's free and used by everybody.
You know, let me take a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side of that, because I don't think people realize the economic impact that weather forecasting has in the world of business and et cetera, because they don't realize, you know, maybe if you're just sitting at home retired, you're looking at the Weather Channel and it's an abstract concept, but if you're trying to do business, it's an entirely different thing. We're talking to Carrie Brown. She's with the University of Colorado about the work NOAA does behind the scenes. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. AM 857, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We take so many things for granted, and as you've often heard me say, nothing just happens, whether it's setting up chairs at a PTA meeting or forecasting the weather. You, President Ulysses Grant created the first National Weather Service in 1870, became a civilian service in 1880 under the Department of Agriculture, now in the Commerce Department. Carrie Brown's our guest, researcher, science administration manager for the University of Colorado, talking about the work that NOAA does. There's so much talk these days about privatization of this or that. Is there any way any one company could come together and provide all of the weather information that NOAA does?
Yeah, thank you for that question. I mean, the short answer is not likely. And I think the forecast would end up suffering because of that. You know, we talked briefly about the sort of infrastructure that NOAA has, the satellites, the weather station, the buoys, all of that has been built over decades. And it's not easily replicable. You know, cannot replicate that cheaply. And unfortunately, a lot of private companies, they mean well, and the government partners with them. They have a bottom line. They need to make a profit. And so this information then becomes information that you need to pay for. And I just think it would be very, very hard for private companies to be able to invest in the sort of network that NOAA provides.
When it comes to the, and I mentioned, I think, Department of Commerce, the weather is extremely important as it relates to the economy, is it not?
It is extremely important. When you think about all of the data that network collects, it's easily accessible and it's free and available to the public. So you can access this data, companies can access this data, businesses can access this data, and they can utilize it in a way that benefits their business model.
Construction, supply chain, travel, people, I think, take it for granted and don't realize it, Carrie.
Yeah, there's a wonderful, wonderful public-private partnership between the government and entities like airline, weather forecasters, emergency management, other companies that utilize weather information, and because we're all on the same team and we all want the best for people's safety and for property and to make everyday things work.
Thank you for your time. One final thing, sunny and 70 for Mardi Gras Day, if you would, the Tuesday after next.
I'm just in Bedford. I'm not in production. I'm just in sales. Sorry.
Thank you. I like that. Thank you, Carrie Brown. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Sister Helen Prejean about capital punishment and the move in the state to start executing prisoners. I got some thoughts on it. I'll share with you. You can share yours at 504-260-1870. Back in a flash, WWL.